Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, bigger than Rogan. How about that? Why do you shake your head every time I say that? Rogan's the new target. It's not Oprah anymore. It's Rogan.
No, I know. I'm well aware. I just shake my head because I know the reasons why. That's all it is.
What are the reasons why?
You're very transparent. Like, I know the things that lead to your decision making. And a lot of the times it's just money and greed.
Yep, you're right. Subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. You have made us bigger than Rogan. I mean, this is a pretty phenomenal job out of you guys. I am proud of you. I'm not proud of me. Stanzig and I haven't done anything. I mean, we just sit around and giggle for an hour each week. But we have a great guest today. Looking forward to it. You're an NBA dork. Andre Drummond is going to join us today. I think he's a two-time All-Star. Did you know that? And he's also from Mount Vernon, New York. He is the best basketball player to come out of Mount Vernon, New York, since Bobby Wiener. I mean,
your dad. Yeah.
This is a high school that has produced like 15 NBA players, and it is Drummond and my dad, 1-2 on the list. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah, Denzel Washington, also from Mount Vernon, New York. How about that?
Wow, okay. We remember he's a Fordham guy. We learned that on the podcast a few months back.
Yes, I know a little too much about Mount Vernon, huh?
Yeah, it's a weird if Mount Vernon was a category on Jeopardy, I think you'd be good.
I would be good. It's all because my dad's from Mount Vernon. I think Riley is also from Mount Vernon, New York. Pat Riley.
Really?
You know that? I'm going to check it out right now. I think Riles is a product of Mount Vernon. He would be the most famous, right? Him or Denzel? Forget about athletes. It would be him or Denzel, right?
I think Denzel Washington is more famous than Pat Riley, no?
Wow, that is a good question.
I don't think it's close. I think it's Denzel.
Do you? What am I doing?
Pat Riley is from Rome, New York, which is more central New York. It's more where I'm from.
It is, but he did how far is that from Mount Vernon? I know he lived in Mount Vernon for a little bit, so he went to Lytton High School in Schenectady, New York.
Right.
Which I feel like it's close to Mount Vernon. New York's, you're going to map it out. You're going to map it out.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun Google. Schenectady to Mount Vernon.
But do me a favor, explain to people, because you went to Syracuse University. So explain to people.
2.5 hours, by the way.
Really? From where to where?
Schenectady to Mount Vernon. So not
so
close.
So nowhere near Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
Did he even have a cup of coffee in Mount Vernon?
I don't think Pat Riley's ever set foot in Mount Vernon.
Get Riley on and get Denzel on. Just get them all on. But New York's a weird place. You would agree. You went to Syracuse. So when I tell people Syracuse, they think it's like in the middle of Manhattan or like 20 minutes outside. I'm like, it's in the middle of fucking nowhere. It's closer to Canada than it is to New York City.
All right. That part is true. I didn't go to Syracuse. I grew up in Syracuse. I went to Fairfield University in Connecticut. Fear the deer, go Stags. What a douche move that was by me. Fear the deer,
totally.
Go Stags.
Totally.
Whatever.
What was that? Was that your high school?
Yeah, it's weird. I played golf with some guys last week. They went to like one of Fairfield's rivals in the MAC with two A's. I'm talking about the MAAC.
Right.
They went to Marist, and okay. I was like, these guys. I'm a stag. So a little MAC battle there. I think I'm still haven't gotten over it. New York's weird because a lot of people here in New York and they assume you mean Manhattan or New York City, one of the boroughs. But New York's a lot bigger than that. So when I tell people I'm from Syracuse, people think of that as Canada. Anything north of the Hudson River, I think, right?
Yeah, I think anything north of the Hudson River. People don't realize there's this whole other area of New York, upstate New York, Syracuse, and that area, which is literally in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it is in the middle of nowhere. You grew up in the middle of nowhere. In fact, that should have been your address. Middle of nowhere, New York, and whatever the zip code was.
And by the way, west of the Hudson River is what I'm going with, not north. The Hudson River goes north to south, west of the Hudson River. I don't know why we're north.
I got to be honest. I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about, and I just agreed with you to keep it moving. I mean,
we are off our game. We've never really been on our game, but we are definitely off whatever our normal game is right now. We're pitching like a six-hitter in the first inning.
I don't know about that. I mean, listen, just because I had Riley growing up in Mount Vernon, and he's never set foot in Mount Vernon, I think I'm on my game, to be honest with you. You might consider it to be off your game. Me, I am right on my game, my friend.
True.
This is my game.
You set the bar very low, and then you meet it or barely exceed it, and then you're good.
I don't think anything I said in the first 5 minutes, however long we've been taping, is factual or true. So, I mean, I brought my A game today.
Very on brand, yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You, step it up, okay? Let's go. Okay. Anyway, so Andre Drummond's going to join us. Mount Vernon, New York, we established that. Denzel, I think you're right, is more famous than Pat Riley. So you were right about that. You got something right. Congratulations. Listen, are you excited? Because you're an NBA dork, unlike what I've ever seen in my entire life. Are you excited for Andre Drummond? I'm excited for this.
Yeah, for sure. Drummond was, he's been on my fantasy basketball team for a few years running. He was not on this year's team, which I don't know how we're going to decide that. I don't think these eight games in Orlando are going to count because not all the teams are there. But yeah, I'm a big fan of Drummond. I mean, as we just mentioned, I grew up in Syracuse, New York, so I root for Syracuse University basketball. UConn, one of their rivals. So, you know, Drummond was a little, didn't like him for his 1 year at UConn. But, you know, pretty decent NBA career, like you said, couple of all-stars, great rebounder.
I hope threes is not a category in your fantasy league. I mean, or shooting percentage.
His shooting percentage is pretty good. Field goal percentage, free throw percentage, not so much. But yeah, you get Drummond for the blocks and rebounds. And listen, points, he didn't get a career high in points this year.
Yeah, he did. Listen, it's bad to the guest before the guest comes on because Lord knows I'm not going to say that to him when he's on. But speaking of fantasy leagues real quick, help me out with this. So the NBA season ended. You know these big leagues I'm in, right? I do basketball, I do baseball, I do footballs for a lot of money. We've been doing it for 20, 25 years. It's friends of mine growing up, friends of mine from college. They're a lot of fun. We were in first place when the NBA season ended, okay? First place. I do it with two partners, okay? They're ringers, hired. And what I am telling you is all of a sudden the commissioner, everyone at least are pulling out f***ing bylaws if we don't play 82. And I'm like, no, send me the checks. I won. The season's over. And they're saying no. How would you rule on that? What do you think?
Do you guys have regular season winnings?
Yeah, it's only regular season. That's it.
Oh, then you win. It's over.
I even, listen, like baseball, I agreed to even prorate it. Like, you don't have to pay me the full freight. Someone else, I'm not going to do the math. So the commissioner could do that. But all of a sudden, there's bylaws that I'm not even certain exist. I think the commissioner, Q, is his name. We call him Q. I think he snuck him in after he realized what was going on because Q was in last place. And last place pays double. I mean,
wow.
I know. I'm telling you, there's all kinds. There's a schism in my fantasy basketball league. I mean, it is.
Let's get crazy. Q on.
You want to get?
I want to interrogate Q.
Now, listen, will you do it for me? I want to get the hell out of the way. You tell him I'm right. Because I'm telling you, even what my closest friend in the league said, dude, I'm telling you. A month ago, these bylaws did not exist. There were no rules for this league. And I said, how do you know? And he said, because I was the commissioner for the first 15 years of the league. And I'm like,
okay. Is Q a lawyer by chance?
No, he's a scumbag. Stupidity. No, I love Q. He's a great dude. He works for Madison Square Garden. He's a Knicks fan like you, but he works for Madison Square Garden. He works for the Knicks and Rangers. Anyway, Andre Drummond going to join us. We'll get Q on, okay? I'll see if I can pull some strings to make that happen. Quick game of athletes that connoted instruments. A quick game. I don't think it's a place we've ever been before with this game. And we have Andre Drummond coming on. Athletes that connote instruments, musical things, something like that. I don't know.
Instruments, I mean, yeah. Andre Drummond drum, sure. Doug Flutie.
Dude, really? Flutie Flakes. I mean, how about that?
That's a cereal.
Doug Flutie was so famous at one point that they made a cereal after Doug Flutie. Flutie Flakes. I don't know why I brought it up because I have Tourette's. It's sports Tourette's. That's what I have. It was either that or Gerard Phelan. I mean, that was
all. The catch. Okay, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, the Hail Mary against the University of Miami. All right, so you are in. With Doug Flutie, wow, that is That is outstanding. Andre Drummond, Doug Flutie, Corey Stringer. How about that?
Wow, RIP. That's pretty good.
RIP, yeah, strings on a guitar. I forgot the good one I had. Do you remember?
I know the one you have, and I'm going to let you have it because I got plenty others.
Oh, do you really? You've thought about this, huh?
Oh, wait, Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, yeah. Wait. You know me so well at this point after, I don't know, 80 episodes, that you knew I was going to go to athletes or entertainers that can own an instrument because Andre Drummond was coming out. So you have thought about this, huh?
It's never a guarantee with you.
Right.
Because it could have been an all Pistons team.
Right.
You know, it's not like it's 100% going to be this.
Right.
So I wouldn't say preparation for this. I just, you know, we've done this a bunch. I just start thinking of instruments. That's the new way to do this.
Well, we get to the Pistons game, by the way, one for fun, Vinny Johnson, the microwave, okay? Just if we ever get to it somehow, somewhere along the line. So you do remember, because I have a good one. You remember it. You're going to let me have it, even though I don't remember it. I mean,
right.
Okay. All right. So one of the ones, yeah, I have Corey Stringer. I can't remember my good one.
I hope maybe this will jog your memory, but I'm thinking of instruments. So I think trumpet and I'm going Donald Trump.
Oh my God. Well, first off, that's awful. Okay.
No, that definitely counts. That's good.
No, that's a stretch, dude. Trumpet. I mean, there has to be a Trump who played sports before, I think.
Yeah, trumpet? You think there's an athlete whose last name is actually Trumpet?
Yeah, I do.
No.
You don't think so?
No, but let's knock some easy ones off the board here. Like Jimmy T.
Yeah.
Gone. Le'Veon Bell, gone.
All right, the bells, the keys are gone. Right.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Man, I can't remember mine. This is
Frank Viola.
The violin. I mean, how about Sweet Music? That's why they call them that. Frankie V. Dude, I swear to God, I have no retention. I cannot remember mine. I'm scrolling through text to see if we ever played the game via text. How do you know me better than I know me? This is f***ing furious. Just saying.
I can give you a clue.
I'll give you a clue.
He pulled a cell phone out of a goalpost.
Oh, Joe Hart. That's right. Stupidity. Saints receiver. Holy shit. Listen, when I say we've been cranking out episodes at an alarming and unhealthy pace, this is what I mean. I am losing my marbles. Joe Horn. See, that should end the horn. There's no Trump. We're done with Trump. That should end the horn category, right?
But I had Trump before you had horn.
That's a good point. How about Steve Saxophone?
There you go. Steve Sax.
I am back!
What about Steven Sousa?
By the way, his name, Sousa. Wow, you are good. That's the Sousa's the composer, correct?
But there was an instrument called the Sousaphone.
Right.
Which I don't exactly know what it is. I just know Steven Sousa was like a utility guy for the Rays. Maybe an outfielder? Maybe he's an outfielder.
But is it Sosa or Sousa? I don't know. You sure?
Sousa. Yeah, Sousa is like Sammy Sosa.
But what was the composer's name? Was it
Sousa? Philip Sousa?
I went to John Philip Sousa Junior High School. I think, yeah, well, yeah, because I went to Sousa Junior High.
That's unbelievable.
Well, I went to Sousa for a year, then I went to Weber for a year. None of this matters. They closed Sousa, and then we all packed it into Weber, and then we went to Paul D. Schreiber. Again, none of this matters in the grand scheme of things. I'm just filling time so Stanson can look this up. It's unbelievable. I just gave you my
It's John Philip Sousa. We're right. We got that much.
Yeah, I went there in seventh grade.
I'm going to need a ruling on this one, and you're going to say no because I'm dominating you already. But in the news recently, Oklahoma State running back Chuba Hubbard. Chuba.
Wow. I think, what if I came back with Tubby Smith?
Wow.
I mean, 3/4 of the word is in his first name.
Yeah.
Or Chuba Gooding Jr. And by the way, we should explain that Steve Saxophone was not his real name. It was Steve Sax, the second baseman for the Dodgers. And I've called him Steve Saxophone for the game. You don't like Chuba Gooding Jr.? No. I see you laughing, Sansa. Come on. All right, so you're not going to go Tubby Smith?
No, I'm going to ask
How about
for
Billy
role.
Tubbs? Billy Tubbs, Oklahoma. Head coach.
I think it's got a rhyme.
All right, so what is yours again?
Chuba. Yours is Cuba, so I guess they're pretty similar.
Right, but who did you bust out for Chuba?
Chuba Hubbard, the running back for Oklahoma State.
Fine, I'll give it to you. Chuba Hubbard is closer, I think.
I think Cuba Gooding Jr. actually might be closer, but it's fine. I don't need it. There's no point system.
No, there isn't, but we landed on funny with Chuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah.
That's really all I care about.
Yeah. What about Phil Jackson for the triangle? Big Chief Triangle?
Oh, wow. The triangle. The little thing, you know, triangle.
Yeah,
you hold
it right?
Up. Yeah. You have to hold the triangle with the thumb and the index finger, and then you just knock around the little,
right.
the little thing. I like that. Tex Winter, though, you can go too with the triangle
true.
Offense.
That's true.
Because the name doesn't connote it. Well, I guess. What triangle offense more, Tex Winter to you or Phil Jackson to you?
Well, Tex Winter does, but I don't know who came up with the nickname of Big Chief Triangle for Phil Jackson. I think it was a derisive term in his Knicks days.
Yeah.
His management days with the Knicks, not his playing days, obviously. What other instruments you got?
So wait, hold on a second. What's the rule you want?
On would that count for Phil Jackson, Big Chief Triangle?
I would allow that, yeah. Okay. I think...
You want to know what I think you're doing right now?
What?
I think you're giving me a 5-foot putt on, like, the third or fourth hole, thinking I'm going to give you one later in the match. That's what I think you're doing.
Yes. No, I was hoping you'd revisit Chuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah. that's
it's a 20-footer, Stu. Take it.
That's good.
Good, good? Oh, my God. Let's just think of some instruments real quick before Drummond comes on. Andre Drummond. We're just waiting around for Andre Drummond, who's on his own time. I think he bounced in here, he bounced out. I think he told Stan, like, hey, I'm working out. I'll be back in 10 minutes. That was 45 minutes ago. guitar, drums, keys. You got keys, Jimmy Keys.
Yeah.
Cymbals, snare. I'm just trying to give you some things.
Snare.
Oh, keyboard. You got the keyboard.
Andre
too.
Ware.
No. Recorder. Remember the recorder?
Yeah.
You got the flute. Brass. Brass.
Brass. The woodwinds. What about a clarinet? Is there any, like, anyone named Claire? Does that work? Clarinet?
John St. Clair. How about that? Was he a flyer or something like that?
Yeah, he was on the Flyers. All my hockey knowledge is from NHL 2002 on PlayStation 2.
That's it.
I'd say 6-7 years ago, I was bored at work at ESPN, and I just got one of those blue cards, and I started listing as many hockey players as I could name. I think I got, like, 26. Pretty embarrassing.
I don't think I could name 26 right now. And if I did,
no, I definitely couldn't. Yeah.
It'd all be from EA Sports Hockey. You're right.
Yeah.
It'd be Roenick. It'd be Chelios. It'd be the Blackhawk.
Chelios. Cello.
Oh, boom. Look at that.
We're back.
What do I tell you? Look at it. Just keep talking. I'm going through a list of instruments here. You want me to read them to you?
Sure.
How about the maracas?
Oh my God! You may not know who this person is,
right?
Because I live in the Northeast. You're a Mets fan. You're not a Yankees fan. Yeah. Have you ever heard the name Meredith Marakovitz?
I haven't. No.
Oh, she's like the sideline reporter for the Yankees on the Yes Network.
Really? Hold on. Get her on, by the way. What's her name?
Meredith Marakovitz.
Marakovitz. There she is.
You look good.
Look at you.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And I'm serious. Get her on. Terrible.
My old colleague Purnell loves her. Big fan.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Spoon. Did you know the spoon was an instrument? Clarence Weatherspoon. How about that?
I did not know the spoon was an instrument. I don't know.
Neither did I. There's the old triangle. I'm looking at a triangle right now.
What about the oboe?
Ooh. You got someone in mind since you said it. There has to be someone in mind.
Rebecca Lobo.
Rebecca Oboe. All right, what are the main instruments here?
There's a bass. Is there anyone like with a bass? I know we had like Brandon Bass, but that's not bass.
No, there was
pronunciation.
There was a Jeffrey Bass too. What are the four types of instruments? Really?
Percussion, woodwind.
Woodwind, string, brass, keyboard. I right off the top of my head.
the top of your head that's connected to your computer.
Did we do oboe?
Yeah, Rebecca Lobo. That's the last one we did.
There's got to be someone better than that. Oh, my God. All right, are we done with this game? I mean,
Yeah.
Good game, though.
I'll take you more instruments.
I got more instruments. You want them?
No. I think the game's run its course.
I think you won it with Meredith.
I didn't think we'd get a maracas.
You were happy that we got a maracas. You haven't perked up like that in a long time, my friend.
For some reason, my mind went to Meredith Marakovitz.
It was outstanding. I've never been prouder of you. I'm done looking up instruments only because Andre Drummond has finished his workout and we can hear him approaching a microphone, approaching the Zoom chat here. So let's spend a few minutes here with Andre Drummond.
Stupidity!
Support for Stupidity comes from Manscaped, the go-to for men's grooming tools. Listen up, guys. Manscaped accidents are a thing of the past. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team obsesses over technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience, and they spent 18 months perfecting the greatest body hair trimmer ever created and just released the new improved Lawnmower 3.0. Their third generation trimmer features advanced skin-safe technology and a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce manscaping accidents. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave. One of the best features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. They've also upgraded to a 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology. And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. If you are listening to me speak right now, I want you to experience it firsthand for yourself. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code STU at manscaped.com. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code STU at manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code STU. Always use the best and the right tools for the job. Thanks, Manscaped.
Stupidity!
You just came from a workout to join us?
Yeah.
What was the workout like today? A couple beers? What happened?
No, I was lifting.
Oh, lifting today. Okay.
Oh, you were lifting today.
Beer Olympics is tomorrow.
What do you mean the beer? Wait, Andre Drummond is with us here on Stupidity. He just said the beer Olympics are tomorrow. What are the beer Andre, because I want to talk music with you. I want to talk all kinds of things with you. And I need Stan Van Gundy stories because he's a personal friend of mine. I love him. He's like a father. He's like a father figure to me, and I want great stories about Van Gundy. But beer Olympics, please describe that. What will tomorrow be like for Andre Drummond?
It's going to be really hard to explain over the phone. I would just have to, like, show you when I get to my house if I get there by the time we're done. But pretty much I have a bunch of obstacle courses around my house, and it's going to be the Olympics, but it involves beer.
Okay. There's not enough money I could pay you or not enough things I could do for you if you visually take me and Dan Stanzik, our producer, through the beer Olympics. Like, I need to see visually if I can.
When I get home, I got to see if the floats are blown up right now. If they're not, then it'll be hard to show you. But I have a whole bunch of floaties around my house, like obstacle course that we're doing tomorrow for my show.
Wow. This sounds like an actual, like, physical thing here. I was thinking...
Oh, no, it's a real thing, though.
I was thinking, like, in college, Andre. I was thinking, like, a beer chug, quarters... Beer
no, this
pong.
Is like, this is like a real thing.
Can I come over tomorrow? I mean, what do you think?
Sure. Sure, if you would like to.
right, I mean, Beer Olympics, stands again. Let's make a little trip to the Drummond.
Sure.
Andre, thank you for joining us, man. We appreciate it. Your love for music. So you have started Drummond Quarantine Radio, where you go live on Instagram. You do a full DJ session. It's actually pretty amazing. Really good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Your love of music, it came from, where'd that come from? Where'd that start?
You know, I've always had a passion for music, you know, since a little kid. And I didn't start getting into it physically until later on in my career. About my second and third year in the NBA, I started DJing a little bit. And I stopped DJing after a couple of years and started making my own music. And then ever since then, it's kind of just been second nature for me.
Is that something you see yourself doing in your post-playing career? Is it?
I have a bunch of different. That's one of the things I would like to do. But I have a couple of different things that, you know, I have my hands involved in now that you know, I'll be all set when I'm done playing. But definitely, music is one of the biggest things I work on outside of basketball.
If we can arrange the Beer Olympic thing, I have some diss tracks that I have done for Damian Lillard. No, I'm not. Seriously, he thinks I'm joking. But I have to have you, like, judge and grade these diss tracks. I did one, I think, on Eric Gordon, inexplicably. And then I did one on Damian Lillard. But I did it knowing that he likes me. He likes our show. CJ McCollum has been on this podcast 3 times. CJ told me one of them was awful, but I've done 3 on Lillard.
I would love to hear it.
They're terrible. I'm telling you, the worst things you ever heard. All right. So maybe, it, you know, we'll find some time tomorrow. You take us to the Beer Olympics, and I will play these horrendous, hideous diss tracks I did for you.
You know, you have a deal. You have a deal.
Yes. This is amazing. So, Andre, like, all types of music, it's not just limited to rock or rap, or you're just into all kinds of music, right?
I listen to anything and everything.
Is there someone you're listening to that would surprise us? Like, I don't know, you into, like, the Grateful Dead, Rolling Stones, Pearl Jam, anything like that?
You too. I'll start listening to their music.
All right.
Nice. What's the U2 song that Andre Drummond will sing out loud in his car every time he hears it? Do you have one?
Ooh, that's a good one, homie. Let me go through my playlist real quick. That's what I have saved.
Andre, while you're going through the phone, do you know who Kenny G is?
No.
Disappointing. He's a friend of the podcast, big saxophone player.
Wait, what? Why would
tell him? Yeah. Beautiful days for me.
Oh, beautiful day. You too. All right. That's a good song. Yeah, I like that one too.
Andre, if I ask you to sing just a couple of lines from that song, could you do it right now? Like, do you know it that well?
I'd be super embarrassed because I'm not that cultured in it yet. I need to learn it more. I'll mess up words and start adding my own lyrics to it. It'll just get a big mess.
That'd be better.
Andre Drummond with us on Stupidity. I already, Stanzik, I already love this dude because you can tell he's just got a great personality.
I appreciate that.
Beer Olympics, I mean, a music lover, you too. He ain't going to sing it because he'll butcher the lines.
Andre, we got to talk about this beer that used to be in your diet. Is that still a thing? You used to drink a beer, one beer a day as part of a diet to get more calories?
Yeah, I went vegan for a long time last summer. And, like, my body was feeling crazy because I wasn't eating meat at the time. So I just was like, you know what? I asked my chef, I said, hey, what can I do to get the calories so I don't feel so weak and depleted? And he was like, hey, I want you to just drink a beer a day to, like, meet the calories of eating meat. So I would just drink a beer a day. And I felt fine.
And the go-to was what, Coors Light or Miller Light?
Yeah, it was Blue Moons or Coors Light.
So how many beers will you consume during the Beer Olympics, though? That's a totally different day, right? That's not just
you know what?
Day,
that wasn't my part of the show. My part of the show was setting the obstacle course up. My best friend Mike is the beer expert.
Did you get a keg? Like, what are we doing there? We got 30 bags?
So I just walked outside and there's a couple kegs by one of the floaties. So I don't know what the hell they're doing out here while I was gone.
What do you mean? They're preparing for the Beer Olympics, man.
Yeah, so.
Are there medals you have to give out to the winners?
Yeah, so I bought trophies the other day too. So those will be involved too.
What?
So all my friends from back home are down here with me. They've been with me through the whole quarantine. There's 8 of us. So we just keep coming up with random ideas to keep ourselves engaged because we're like so bored looking at each other. So So we just kept, we started coming up with all these different ideas. And so we were like, all right, we done everything. The Drummond Quarantine Radios were kept the same for the couple months, for the month and a half that we were in the house. But now that things are opening up and the weather's a little bit better, we was like, all right, let's do something fun now. So Beer Olympics it is.
So Beer Olympics it is. Sanzik, I love that you have like a metal stand where like where they're playing the national anthem.
It's a whole setup.
First off, invitation to the next Beer Olympics for me and Sanzik, because we probably can't get up there that quickly tomorrow, but we would love video of you taking us through it. And again, in exchange for that, I will play my hideous, horrendous diss tracks, and you can give them a grade, okay?
So, definitely. We start tomorrow at 1 o'clock, so I'll just set up another Zoom call, and I'll bring you guys through the course.
Yes! Oh, my God. This is amazing. Thank you so much. Andre Drummond
with
us.
You're very welcome.
Andre, you're way too polite. Andre Drummond with us here on Stupidity. So you have a love for music. You obviously have a love for basketball. You have a love for beer. But you also have a love for acting. You've taken acting classes, huh?
Yeah, I started taking them earlier during quarantine. I started taking some online classes, and it's been really fun for me. I just have a passion. I have a passion for TV as well, too. Like, entertaining is going to be something I'm going to be doing the rest of my life. I just enjoy doing it. I love being in front of the camera. You know, it's just something I'm super into, and acting is something that I've had a passion for since I was a little boy, and I never got a chance to really do it. You know, growing up, because, you know, where I'm from, it just wasn't a big thing in my town, so there wasn't many resources for that. And but early in my career, I didn't really want to start stepping into that realm yet. I got established in my career with basketball. I wanted to make sure I got established with my team, make sure I was playing well, and, you know, I was worried about my job first before I stepped into something different.
It's hard, right? Like, acting is, Andre, it's hard, man.
Oh, yes, it's hard. It's definitely a hard thing, reading lines, you know, your facial expressions, how you deliver it. It's all goes into one. So I didn't know that going into the class. I'm like, man, I read lines all day. Like, this is easy. Like, I have to do that. And my teacher, she destroyed me. Like, the first day, like, she killed me. Like, everything I did was wrong, do like this.
She sounds like the Van Gundy of acting coaches. I mean,
she destroyed me, like, from start to finish. From the moment we got on the call to the ending of the call, just ripped me to shreds. Like, I felt terrible. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back and really study and get this right, because I'm not coming back to this class like this again. So I literally was reading the line front and back. I was making my friends read it to me. I was doing all the facial expressions. I was doing everything right. I came back and did it right the next time. So it was good.
There you go. Andre, do you have a favorite actor or a favorite movie that inspired you to get into acting?
Will Smith and Denzel Washington are two of my favorite actors. Will Ferrell is one of my favorite actors as well, too, just based on how funny he is and just how open he is as a person. He's definitely funny, but definitely Denzel and Will Smith are my two favorites, who I look up to. Any one of the movies that they're in, they've killed it, and I've always just been inspired by them watching their stuff.
So before, that's a Mount Vernon connection, right? Because before you came on, Andre, I was telling my producer, Stanzik, that you have no idea how many famous people come from Mount Vernon, New York. Not just NBA players, yourself, Ben Gordon, Buck Williams, mm-hmm. Ray Williams, but Denzel too. So do you guys have some sort of relationship, you and Denzel, because of that connection?
No, we don't. I wish. That'd be great.
Okay, this is a budding friendship, okay? Because Denzel is a friend of our show. He comes on our show. He loves our show. In fact, he did a mock speech for the one bad movie he did, and I can't remember it. But we pretended that he won an Academy Award for it, and he came up and delivered what the speech would be had he won the Academy Award. So now I'm going to make a connection with Denzel Washington. I mean, this is a budding relationship we have going on here. Beer Olympics, Denzel, and Diss Tracks. Yeah.
Oh, man, this is a great show already. Look at that.
I was going to try to get you on the Knicks and meet Spike Lee and then get you to Denzel. So.
Listen,
that sounds like a personal favor.
it is a personal favor to both of us, by the way. I mean yeah, we're both long-suffering Knicks fans, man. Listen, I don't want to tell you how to do your business, okay? But I'm assuming that $29 million option that you have is going to be exercised, right?
That's going to be pretty hard to give up.
Andre, it's $29 million, man.
that's going to be hard to give up. So you can count on me being in Cleveland still.
Should I call Kobe Altman and let him know? Like, what do you want to do here?
I definitely will be in Cleveland.
Oh my 100%. God. What's harder, okay? DJ, acting, or living in Cleveland?
Oh, man. He doesn't live in
honestly,
Cleveland.
Honestly, it's not hard living in Cleveland, even though I've only been there for a couple of weeks. Cleveland is very similar to Detroit, just at a smaller scale. So I've lived in Detroit for 8 years. So going to Cleveland was just going down the street pretty much. So I enjoy being in Cleveland. I think the people that are outstanding, the fan base is super dope. I enjoy playing there. The gym is dope. I love playing there. Coaching staff is good. Team is young, so it's good to work with.
And again, $30 million. Andre Drummond with us here on Stupidity. Listen, Stan Van Gundy, who is one of your former coaches, coached you with the with the Pistons, and he's a very good friend of mine.
I love Stan.
Oh, he is fantastic. He co-hosted our show with us for many, many years. He would come on once a week. And I actually just spoke with him. Yeah, I just spoke with him the other day. But, like, in a weird game where there's $30 million on the line and there are three contestants and you have to give your best Stan Van Gundy story in order to win this contest, what is the story that Andre Drummond is pulling out? Is there a great Stan Van Gundy story in there somewhere?
Oh, man. Let me think. There's so many. Like, Stan is probably the funniest coach I've ever witnessed.
Really?
In my life. Because there's two different Stans. Like, it depends on what Stan you want. Because, like, during the summer, Stan is the greatest guy ever. Easy going, laughs all the time, you know, super funny, cracks jokes. You know, hang out with you, have a couple glass of wine with you. And then there's season stand. All that shit goes out the window once that ball rolls on the court. So it's almost like scary because, like, as soon as, like, September and October hits, like, he's a whole different character. Like, he's, like, progressively starts to get, like, into, like, season stand. Like, once you come back September, he's like, party, let's hang out, play around. You know, he doesn't care if he messed up a drill or not. But as soon as the stuff gets towards training camp, there's a whole different man that comes out. I don't know how he stores all that in that little body, but he's definitely one of the most – he's the most hyped up coach I've ever been around. He is very, very stern, and everything he says has to be his way or it's not going to work. It makes you respect him. I respect how he was. Like, he was not willing to change the way he thought because the way he did it was working. So –
yeah,
he put me in a good situation. He got me to an all-star game, so I can't knock him for that. I'm thankful for it. I've been to the playoffs because of him. You know, he did his job. He did his job. And I think the funniest story I had of him was definitely in San Antonio when there was, like, maybe 0.5 seconds left, and he put me and Boban in the game to, like, stop them from trying to shoot the ball in. He calls a timeout. He said, "All right, Boban, Dre." I forgot who else. I think somebody else was there too. I think it was Brandon Jennings and somebody else was there. And he's like, "All right, I need you guys to get in. I need you guys to build the f-ing wall and don't f-ing move. That ball better not get to the hoop." And that was just his thing. And we brought our hands and he said, "Build a f-ing wall on three." And then that was it.
I'm only laughing because I know him and I love him so much. And by the way,
you can only imagine this, all the shit that goes on while he was around.
Oh, I can't even imagine. But he loves you, man. Like, I texted him. I said,
"Yeah, I love Stan, man."
Yeah, I said, "Andre's coming on today. Do you want to pop on?" And he said, "Tell him I'm moving." He sold his house in Detroit. So he said, "I'm moving."
Oh, nice.
He said, "Tell him I love him dearly. He knows I love him dearly. And I'll come on next time. I'm thinking Beer Olympics tomorrow with Big."
Yeah, well,
let's stand on our team still.
Yeah, we'll bring Stan to the Beer Olympics.
Andre Drummond with us here on Stupidity. The dunk that you are proudest of. Have you had a dunk here? Listen, you've already had a great career. Is there a play or a dunk or a guy you dunked on that you were proudest of?
I've had so many, but I think the funniest one is when I dunked on Eric Moreland.
Oh,
right after we traded him. But I think other than that thing, dunking on LeBron was cool. My rookie year, I had a 360 dunk over him. That was dope.
Oh, man.
Dunking on Ersan Ilyasova, my first preseason game was crazy.
I'm looking up the Moreland one right now. That's what I'm doing. Stantic, you look up the LeBron one. I am looking for I'm looking for the Moreland one because I got to see this. Oh, I think I found it.
I mean, I just typed in Drummond Dunk and on Giannis showed up. I want to check that
out. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one. That was a good one, too.
You got to leave that one on. Dude. Come on.
No, but he likes Moreland. The Moreland one's great for him because it's a guy who was just traded, right?
Yeah, it was personal because that was like my homie, too. He always be talking shit to me, so.
What'd you say when you did it? Like, was there an interaction? Were you winking at him? Like, I got you.
Not the words that were exchanged can't be said on this podcast. So.
You can say whatever you want on this podcast. By the way, we don't care.
Yeah, I get that, but this was a lot of F-bombs.
Okay, a lot of F-bombs. I'm now looking up for the.
Oh my God, Andre, the Giannis dunk is amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Has Giannis gotten you yet or no?
You know what? I don't think he has, but he's definitely had a couple of nice plays over me though, because he's 7'1". But no, I don't think he's dunking me. I've witnessed him dunk on a couple of my teammates.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to bring it up, but Bradley Beal caught you pretty good this year.
He did, yo. That's I've known Brad. We and Brad have played together since we were 16, and that is like the highlight of his career right there. He's been telling me he's going to do that for so long, and he finally did it.
Yeah,
it was crazy. I didn't even get mad. I just smiled at him. I was like, "Damn, 10 years later, you finally did it."
Now you got LeBron good. I watched it. Like, oh my God, did you get LeBron? And by the way, I'm watching Moreland right now. This is going to be glorious. Has LeBron gotten you?
Nope. I blocked his dunk before. I think I'm one of the
Oh my God! I am sorry, Andre. What you did to Eric? Oh my God! What you did to Moreland should not be allowed, dude. Stancic, you gotta watch this.
I feel like I'm watching the wrong ones because I just watched Porzingis get you real bad too, Andre.
Yeah, you're watching all the ones against me. What's wrong with you, man?
I know. I'm sorry. Drummond dunks. It was bad.
It's funny because Porzingis actually posted a picture of that the other day, too. He had called me. He's like, hey, man, I'm sorry I had to do it to you, man. I need to post something.
He gave a little meme mug after it, too.
He did.
Wait, Porzingis.
He already know I'm coming for him, though.
Wait, so Porzingis called you just to warn you, just to alert you?
Yeah, he's like, hey, by the way, like, if your page starts going crazy, just know I posted a picture of me dunking on you. I said, what the f***, man? Like, why? you could have picked any other picture. Why'd you pick that one?
he's like,
I haven't posted in a month. I needed some content. I'm like, that's the one you chose?
You chose me? Exactly. All right, so I cut you off when you were telling us about LeBron James. I asked you if LeBron has ever gotten – you got him good, Andre. LeBron hasn't gotten you?
Not that I'm aware of. Maybe, I don't think so. You can check, but I don't think he's gotten me. Right. I'm one of the few players that's blocked him, though. I know that for sure. Blocked one of his dunks.
Look that up, Stanzik.
I'm working on it.
Is there someone that – there has to be someone who got you, who dunked on you, where you're just – you're back. You can't even go back and look at the video. Like, you just, like, how the hell did that guy dunk on me?
James Johnson.
Oh, shit.
That shit sucked.
When he was with the Heat or different?
No, days? No. He was in Toronto.
Okay. Stanzik, look that up.
I'm watching the LeBron one. You got LeBron, and then LeBron tried to, like, fake an injury right after. Like, something hit him in the face. Like, he didn't just get his shit thrown.
I'm looking up James Johnson dunking on Andre. Oh, boy. I don't want to do this to you, man. I don't want to do
it. It's all part of the game, man. I don't even care at this point.
Okay. All right. Hold on. I'm checking it out real quick. And we'll get you out of here. Commercial's rolling. All right. Let's skip the ad.
Oh, he cocked it back, too, Andre.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, we got you baseline. Oh.
Yeah, that was some bullshit, man.
Oh, I'll tell you what. If Kentavious Caldwell Pope could stay in front of somebody, we wouldn't be talking about this dunk.
He did me dirty, man. He got me dunked on.
Oh. Yeah, he did. But I noticed you sprinted away to center court as quickly as possible. I mean.
Yeah. I got the hell out of there, man. I had to let it happen.
You want to get off that poster as quickly as possible, man.
Yeah, I don't want no parts. He already got enough.
Yeah, but then they go to you. They go, Stanzik, if you watch that thing through, they go to him in the timeout huddle. You are perplexed as to how we got you. You're pissed. You're not happy.
Yeah. Look what I did the next play.
All right, you're going to have to tell it to us or else you won't be here all day.
Oh, it says gets decked on next play.
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, here we go. I got it.
Oh, we got a little brawl, huh?
Yeah.
We got all these advertisers.
Oh, yeah, that's not happening again. You just put him on the floor. I mean,
yeah, that's my guy too, man. But I had to. Man. I was like, yo, bro, you can't just do that to me and think I'm going to let it happen twice.
I'll tell you, Andre, that's the last guy in the NBA you want to right? He's got
Trust me, I know. Me and him had a conversation too. I said, yo, bro, I was tripping. I didn't know what you were.
Tomorrow, Beer Olympics,
2 o'clock.
Stan Van Gundy, and diss tracks on Dame Lillard and Aaron Gordon. I don't know why I dissed Aaron Gordon, but I did it, Andre, and I need you to sign a grade to it, okay?
That is hilarious. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Stupidity!
Holy shit, Stanzik, drumming was a lot of fun. I mean, my God. Also, not only a lot of fun, but there is a 0% chance of him returning tomorrow for a second date and a 0% chance I'm going to get Van Gundy. I think Van Gundy is moving tomorrow. So, I mean, I don't know what the hell is going on. Do you feel the same way? But holy shit, what an amazing 20 minutes with drumming there.
Yeah, Drummond was great. I was happy with how open he was to discuss getting dunked on so many times and dunking on others. I thought that was great.
But do you feel the same way I feel, that there's no way he's coming back for day two, for the second date?
Let's think about this. Right. You're with your friends. Yeah. You're doing the Beer Olympics. You're hammered. Yeah. Are you going to join a Zoom call with two guys you met the day before?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Right, yeah. And Van Gundy dealing with the stress of movers. I mean, So with that being said, let's just assume that Van Gundy's a no, Drummond's a no, we'll be here, and I'm doing something stupid. Let's play a diss track for the audience right now and let them hear how bad I was.
I hope the king learned his lesson. It's a bad investment. I never crack in the moment you need. You made a bad assessment. Little boy, get excited, make a tragic exit. I had respect for the movement, but you were sadly desperate. I wasn't measuring your music, I was measuring Grammys. But when you step into my yard, I'm apparently Stanley. I feel bad because you a kid, and I'm taking the candy. It's the kid that hit him, chop, that made the body drop. First a baby getting potty trained, don't body wash. Where I'm from, we never talk. You could get mollywop.
And not terrible. I gotta be honest with you. Yeah, I know, but it's me. I mean,
I can tell you didn't write that. You just read that. Was that like, did someone write that for you, or was that what someone else had already performed?
I'm pretty certain someone performed it or someone wrote it, and I read it stiffly. I mean, so
yes.
Is there another one? Did I do one on Damian Lillard? I feel like I did one on Damian Lillard that was just atrocious. I don't know.
This one might be that. Hang on.
All right. Dollar. He say he the GOAT. I came for his body. Platinum cuz he bought the copies. Should have just passed me the torch. I got no remorse. I beat him like Rocky. I fill up the tank with diesel. You jealous of me, and I see you. Cause on this day, originals just can't bleep with the sequel. I'm new school, got new hits, Space Jams, not blue chips, Hangman, yo shoes bleep, Dame 6, I'm too lit. Big name, got big bread. But you corny, gift bags get purchased every time you get horny.
I have no idea what that was about. It had to be something about Shaq, and right? It had to be, right?
I think that was the one to Lillard, because you started with Dalla, and his name's Dame Dalla.
Right, like Damian was doing something, he was dissing somebody, and maybe it was Shaq, and then I felt the need to defend someone, and I came back at Damian Lillard. I'm awful.
I think that one was better than the first one we played.
Really? But what do you think Drummond, who's going to blow us off on our second date? Drummond being the DJ that he is, he would give what kind of... Stanzik, play the role of Andre Drummond for us. Let's assume he's not coming on tomorrow. Van Gundy would give both of those a 10 because he would have no idea what he's listening to. So you would rate, if you're Andre Drummond, you would rate those how? Be honest with me. I'm not going to be offended.
I would say those are worse than the Cavs roster.
Go f*** yourself! Stupidity!
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.